Back in the old days, when you traveled for the Globetrotters and others, you traveled in an army carry-all with a bare metal roof, no insulation?
Well, that was more with the Kansas City Stars. That was kind of a farm club.
But there was no heating system.
In the front, it had a little heat. But see, the six of us traveled in that little carry-all. You had to keep one of these railroad lanterns heated, you know, with the kerosene and everything, with the wick, and put it between your legs, a blanket over to keep the heat. And that's the only way we could keep warm. And that was all up and through the Dakotas and the real cool country, Nebraska. And then get out to the East Coast, and then, oh, it was terrible.
Didn't even icicles form?
Yeah, well, you had the shotgun rider in the front. You had to stay awake to knock the icicles off.
And then you had an old school bus. But it wasn't heated.
No, that was with the Globetrotters.
That wasn't much better, was it?
It wasn't any better. You still got cold.
So here we saw you putting on those great shows and acts, and then here you were in these old school buses.
Old school buses.
I mean, life wasn't great. Motels that you slept in?
Some were good, depending on what part of the country you were in. If you're in the South, we stayed in a lot of family homes.
Family homes you'd
stay
in?
Yeah, you know, two of us would stay here, three of us over there, okay. One might be there.
But sometimes you'd stay in motels with many of you in one room.
Well, yeah, that was in areas where we could get into hotels or motels. You see, back during those years, blacks just couldn't stay in a motel or hotel.
But didn't every city had a black hotel, which was kind of good?
Not in every city.
Some cities.
And places like Atlanta. Motels to Nashville, Tennessee, motels in Memphis, Tennessee, but otherwise, you stayed in private homes.
Didn't some of these black hotels, some of the black entertainers would also stay there?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. You'd meet some famous people that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's when we first met Nat Cole.
Nat King Cole?
Yeah, first time I met Nat Cole.
Bill Bojangles Robinson you met?
Will Robinson, yeah.
Peg Leg Bates?
Peg Leg Bates. You know, Peg Leg traveled briefly with the Globetrotters years ago.
Huh.
The Globetrotters, but sometimes they have two and three teams at the same time rather than a main unit.
Another person I think you met in one of those black hotels was Joe Louis?
Yeah, in Chicago. I met him first, I think it was at the Evans Hotel then. But we also started Joe out at Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace.
That's when he worked for Caesar's as a greeter.
Yeah.
What kind of guy was Joe Louis?
Well, he was just a soft-spoken, easy-going guy. Friendly. Very friendly.
Did you meet him when he was the heavyweight champion of the world? Did you ever bump into him then?
No, not then. It was after when I first met Joe.
You had to travel hundreds of miles sometimes to use a restroom?
Well, no.
They wouldn't let you use a restroom as you traveled?
Oh, a lot of places, yeah, you couldn't use a restroom. Depending on what part of the country you were in.
Or drinking fountains?
At an arena in Atlanta, at the auditorium where we were playing. Well, we had this one fellow that traveled with us by the name of Stan Bergstein. Stan Bergstein traveled with us as kind of a scorer and announcer. I was up front in the area where people were coming in. They had these two fountains there, one for black, one for white, out there in the front. And Stan went over to get some water out of the fountain. And the guy asked him, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "What do you mean, what's wrong?" He said, "You're not supposed to drink that." I said, "Hell, I'm trying to find out if there's a difference in the taste of the water." And the guy was really trying to begin to get rough with Stan, but it just so happened the guy who was the promoter of the games and who was a big guy in Atlanta came up and said, "Well, what's wrong here?" And the guy tried to tell him, "They were drinking over at the wrong fountain." The man said, "So what? Look, I'm promoting this game, so you come and try to interfere with this gentleman again, so they're going to call the chief on you."
Was he trying to drink out of the white fountain just to see if there was a different taste?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he told the guy.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm trying to see if there's any different taste in the water."
In Atlanta, you would play for a mixed audience?
No, you played two games. You played two games in Atlanta, in Memphis, Tennessee. You played one game for the blacks, one game for the whites.
And then sometimes the blacks would come in on a mixed audience. They came in through a side entrance and they had to sit upstairs.
That's right.
And then you, of course, traveled in all these other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't meet that kind of prejudice in
no.
these.
No, not at all.
None?
No country did we go in. We met nothing in that direction.
Didn't it bother you that you're...
Great greeters.
Right.
Yeah.
And your own country treated you like that.
That's the way it was back during those years.
And all these other countries, they would come out and welcome you with open arms.
Yeah.
You'd stay in the nice hotels.
Charter buses. Of course, one year, the first year in Europe, we took our own bus, the Harlem Globetrotter bus. That wasn't because we had to, because the next time we went over, we had charter buses.
You must have played in about 100 different countries. Was there any one country outside of the United States that embraced you more than anybody else?
Well, no, because this was something so different. There were turnaway crowds, all of them, the first two or three years we went over. And that same thing applied to South America and Australia.
You played for the Harlem Wizards, too? That's another team
you
played with?
Yeah, played for the Harlem Magicians, the Harlem Wizards, the Harlem Globetrotters.